The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the National Intel Report. I'm writing as I'm talking here. It's Friday. Open phone Friday, 26th day of May, 2017. And our good buddy PJ over in jolly old United Kingdom. Do they still consider Wales to be part of the United Kingdom? Is it united now? Are the Catholics and the Protestants still trying? Oh, that was the Irish, wasn't it? Oh, hell, I don't remember. At any rate. He is moving this week, and he had a heat stroke. He says the heat over here is unbearable. We've got a major heat wave going on. You know, what is it with England? I mean, it's only May, for gosh sakes. And they were having snowstorms that buried the UK, and they're just having a hell of a time over there. Steve Elkins sat in for me yesterday, and I appreciate him doing that. He's actually moving to Florida, and he's going to continue in his profession. And he says, almost out of here. And I go, okay. You ever been to Florida? You know, it rains there every day. It keeps the humidity nice and high. You know, 90, 95 degrees in Florida is like 120 plus here in Texas. Reason being, well, humidity. It's not necessarily the temperature, it's the humidity, as my grandfather used to say. And down here in Texas, we're the second largest state in the union. And I think Alaska is the biggest, and it would encompass Montana, California, and Texas. But it's such a big state, we actually have two distinct weather patterns in the state. And if you kind of draw a line like east of Austin, go out maybe 50 miles, then you get the kind of Gulf effect. Houston and Dallas gets to enjoy that heat and humidity every stinking year. I don't know how they do it. But down here in central Texas and further west, well, that's when you get the south-southwest winds. That's more arid, desert-like. Kind of like the people out in Arizona or New Mexico would enjoy. If you can call baking, but it's a dry heat. Yeah, it's still damned hot. But I told him, I said, you know, normally, 30-35% humidity here in Texas in the summertime. Have you been to Florida, Steve Elkins? I can't wait. All I have to do is, in the summer, is look out the front window if I'm down in Florida and I start to sweat. Terrible stuff. At any rate, thanks for sitting in for me yesterday, Steve. Appreciate it very much. You think this guy needs his own show? I think he does. I really think he does. And if he's going to continue in his professional capacity, I know he ain't going to do a Monday through Friday, so we got to find a hole or make a hole on the weekend. Should we go Democratic? Should we start to have people vote, Mike? You know, here's the latest suggestion from John for a talk show host. Let's put it up to a vote. Then we could practice real democracy. I did not know this, by the way, folks. Memorial Day, this coming Monday, we will be here, by the way. All except, I think, Bill Deagle. But I'm going to be here. But I did not realize that May 29th was JFK's birthday. So this coming Monday, May 29th of 2017, is the 100th birthday of John F. Kennedy, the 35th president of the United States. And we all know, this has been burned into our brain. We all remember where we were that fateful day on November 22nd, 1963, as he approached the end of his third year in office. Now, researchers who spent years studying the evidence and concluded that Kennedy was assassinated by a conspiracy. Yes, Eloise, there are such things as conspiracies between the CIA, Joint Chiefs of Staff, Secret Service. Kennedy entered office. See if any of this sounds familiar. Kennedy himself entered office as a cold warrior, but he learned from his interaction with the CIA and Joint Chiefs that the military and security complex had an agenda that was self-interested and a danger to humanity. He began working to defuse tensions with the Soviet Union. His rejections of plans to invade Cuba, of the Northwoods Project, of a preemptive nuclear attack on the Soviet Union, and his intention to withdraw from the Vietnam War after his re-election, together with some of the speeches signaling a new approach to foreign policy in a nuclear age, convinced the military security complex that he was a threat to their interests. Cold War conservatives regarded him as naive about the Soviet threat and a liability to U.S. national security. Those were the reasons for his assassination. These views were set in stone when Kennedy announced on June 10th of 1963 negotiations with the Soviets toward a nuclear test ban treaty and a halt to U.S. atmospheric nuclear test. The Oswald cover-up never made any sense and was contradicted by all evidence, including tourist films of the assassination. President Johnson had to cover up the assassination, not because he was part of it or because he willfully wanted to deceive the American people, but because to give Americans the true story would have shaken their confidence in their government at a critical time in U.S.-Soviet relations. To make the cover-up succeed, Johnson needed the credibility of the Chief Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court, good old Earl Warren, to chair the commission that covered up the assassination. Warren understood the devastating impact the true story would have on the public and their confidence in the military and a national security leadership and on American allies. Now, remember, folks, this is when the deep state was just getting cranked up, okay? After Eisenhower, the previous president, warned of the military-industrial complex, and here comes Catholic, Kennedy, you know, the other guys that wore the yarmulkes. But things kind of went sideways, don't you think? Well, as previously reported, Lance DeHaven Smith, in his book Conspiracy Theory in America, shows that the CIA introduced the conspiracy theory into the political lexicon as a technique to discredit skepticism of the Warren Commission's cover-up report. He provides a CIA document that describes how the agency used its media friends to control the explanation. The term conspiracy theory has been used ever since to validate false explanations by discrediting true explanations. Kennedy also was determined to require the Israeli lobby to register as a foreign agent and to block Israel's acquisition of nuclear weapons. Oops. His assassination removed the constraints on Israel's illegal activities. Now, Memorial Day is when Americans honor those in armed services who died serving the country. JFK fell while serving the causes of peace and nuclear disarmament. In a 1961 address to the United Nations, Kennedy said this: "Today, every inhabitant of this planet must contemplate the day when this planet may no longer be habitable. Every man, woman, and child lives under a nuclear sword of Damocles." Excuse me. hanging on by the slenderest of threads, capable of being cut at any moment by accident or miscalculation or by madness. The weapons of war must be abolished before they abolish us. It is therefore our intention to challenge the Soviet Union not to an arms race, but to a peace race, to advance together step by step, stage by stage, until general and complete disarmament has been achieved. Now, there is your explanation as to why Kennedy was supporting a complete and general disarmament, and that just happened to be the UN's new mantra. You know, we're the peace guys. Well, you make up your own mind about that. Because if you know anything about a complete and general disarmament in a peaceful world, if you're not familiar with the UN document, go look it up. Read it. Because they wanted to downsize militaries, increase, you know, the intelligence and intelligentsia. You know, get away from the standing army kind of thing. But the United Nations also wanted to disarm everybody as well. See, this didn't go over well with a lot of people. But at any rate, Kennedy's address was well received at home and abroad, and received a favorable and supportive response from Soviet leader, remember the shoe banger, Nikita Khrushchev? But it caused consternation among the war hawks and the Joint Chiefs of Staff. The U.S. led in terms of the number of nuclear warheads and delivery systems, and this lead was the basis for U.S. military plans for a surprise nuclear attack on the Soviet Union. Also, many believed that nuclear disarmament would remove the obstacle to the Soviet army overrunning Western Europe. War hawks consider this a greater threat than nuclear Armageddon. Many in high military circles regarded President Kennedy as a weakling, the U.S. vis-a-vis the Soviet Union. The assassination of Kennedy was an enormous cost to the world. Kennedy and Khrushchev would have followed up their collaboration in defusing the Cuban Missile Crisis by ending the Cold War long before the military and security complex itself achieved its iron grip on the U.S. government. Israel would have been denied nuclear weapons, and the designation of an Israeli lobby as a foreign agent would have prevented Israel's strong grip on the U.S. government. In his second term, JFK would have broken the CIA into 1,000 pieces, an intention he expressed to his brother Robert, and the deep state would have been terminated before it became more powerful than the president himself. But these little military and security complex critters, they struck first and pulled off a coup that voided all these promises and terminated American democracy. There's that word again, democracy. See how things are often repeated by enough people and then other people start to use it without ever thinking about it? Yeah. Abdul in Minneapolis. See, I didn't call it Minnesota this time. Hello?
Good evening, John.
Hi.
You keep reading my mind. Every time I listen to your program, like, the thoughts that I produce somehow makes its way to you for some reason. It's incredible.
well, it could be that bug you have in my office here. No, I'm just teasing.
Well, the reason why I say that, John, is because you're speaking about JFK and assassination and I want to add to that the fact that, you know, nowadays we're talking about, the talking point is radical Islam and the Muslims are the scariest people on earth and they're out killing people. Everybody should be afraid of the boogeyman, the Muslim, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
The most dangerous organizations are the ones that you don't speak about or people don't speak about, i.e. the Jesuits, the Rosicrucians, and others.
Mm-hmm.
Who created the CIA? It was a Jesuit. And the Jesuit whole mission. Now, the Jesuit mission of 1601, which was held in Beijing, their mission was to control the drug movement out of China in the opium wars during that time. And so they already had control of the whole drug trade by the 1601, the Jesuits did, okay? That which leads us directly to, well, me directly to Cardinal Francis Spellman of New York during the time of Kennedy, who was a military vicar in Vietnam. His link was between, it was basically the unconfirmed link between the Pope and John Foster Dulles, which was the Secretary of State, whose brother is Wahoo, with Alan Dulles, the head of the CIA.
Right.
Okay, so let me, I'm scattered a little bit. Let me just gather my thoughts here. John Choi of Minnesota, the Attorney General with John Choi, just charged Tim Kaine's youngest son, Woody Kaine, with inciting a riot here in Minneapolis during the Trump. There was a organization, a March for Trump, down in the Capitol there. Mm-hmm. And he was charged, along with several others, with inciting a riot. Now, I find that very interesting that it's here on local media, but you won't hear it in the national news. Now, I advise John Choi to watch his back because he is connected to Hillary Clinton and the Jesuits in that order.
Well, I don't know about the Jesuit thing so much, Abdul, because in order to get into the CIA and go into covert operations, the only two groups that they heavily recruited out of was the Masons and the Mormons, and to this day I can't tell the difference between the two.
Okay, to that point, if you look up Tim Kaine's history, being a Jesuit, he, during his studies at Harvard to be a lawyer, he took 9 months out to go down to Honduras to so-called do humanitarian work, which we all know that's code word for drug smuggling and nefarious acts in the Central America of that time, in 1980 and 1981. The CIA, as we know, is a major trafficker of drugs and the drug trade. So if the Jesuits, my connection is the Jesuits been controlling the drug trade out of the Far East since 1601, and CIA is the biggest known drug dealers in the world, connected with all these banks, I can't help to suggest that the Jesuits are somehow involved in that.
Well, and there's, you know, the explanation as to why we're still in Afghanistan, the longest non-war war we've been involved with in the Middle East, has been going on for a decade and a half. And my only conclusion to that is, hey, we've got to keep those poppy fields popping, man. We got to keep that drug production up. You know, I thought it was rather interesting when they dropped the mother of all bombs. Where'd they do that? In East Afghanistan, and what was that facility? That was built for the CIA, by the CIA, for any ne'er-do-wells that were operating in Afghanistan. Under the assumption here that, they were going to fight the Soviets. You know, and here we are. In a terroristic state, and who's committing the terrorism? And Abdul, it bothers me sometimes when I speak about the U.S. government and what its forces are being used for, because that goes against the programming, goes against the grain that what we were taught as kids, that the cops in uniform and the guys in military uniforms, you know, they're there to protect us. And when you strip away all of that previous indoctrination, and you look at the game board for what it is, who's the biggest terrorist organization on the face of this planet? The U.S. government.
Absolutely.
But see, we're all pumped up with we're the exception and we're this and we're that. Mm-hmm. And we've been telling this lie for so many years and people believe it that, hell, they'll even interrupt their drunk festivities in an NFL game on a Sunday afternoon to stand up teetering and with their hand over their heart to sing the national anthem, while all the pageantry and the flag waving goes on in the field.
Absolutely.
All right, man. You have a good weekend.
I appreciate the time, John.
Okay, thanks.
Extendivite, A 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Seems to be a little confusion as to who the deep state really is. This apparatus that we have working inside the United States, the military-industrial complex, the intelligence agencies, the bankers and their ringleaders in Congress, critters assembled, the deep state is really who has their hand shoved up the puppet sock puppet's butt. And that's the globalists, their bankers. So, you know, this term deep state that's being used by everybody now, the deep state. It's not. They're just the foot soldiers. They're just the guys that take the orders. You know, that has bothered me for quite some time. Betty in North Carolina. Hello, Betty.
Hello.
Hi.
I'd like to discuss the LaRouche movement. Are you familiar with their phrase of world, land, bridge, and Silk Road? And the new international economic order?
You know, I don't know that much about it to even make an intelligent comment about it, Betty.
Well, I this afternoon spent an hour, and I was highly impressed, which I shouldn't, with my experience, responded that way at all. And then I went and found out what that movement is. And to me, it's a denial of the republic and the institution, the men who have died for this country, the people who have families like I do, just completely puts our moral standards. And I was so impressed when I heard it. I mean, I called a couple of people and said, oh, be sure and listen to this. And then when I went and checked on it, I called them right back and said, don't.
You know,
that's terrible.
Lyndon LaRouche used to have a program on the original network, Republic Radio International. And there were things that I was starting to hear and I didn't like. And I was concerned because, well, their program was always pre-recorded and sent in. And he would make statements on air. And there would be no way for people to ask questions or to rebut or do anything else. And it got to the point where I just said to him, I said, hey, either you're going to do a live program on this network or we're going to drop you. Well, he couldn't stand the heat in the kitchen, so he got the hell out of the kitchen.
If you rebroadcast Deagle's interview, and I guess he's going to be on next Friday, and I don't even know what his name is, but... Man, I went from being thinking this is the greatest thing to thinking this is the most awful thing, and that's a big difference.
So he's gonna have the Lyndon LaRouche's on next Friday.
Well, whoever the guest speaker was for that hour,
goody,
so taken in by.
Oh goody, Bill Deagle better watch himself. He's gonna blow himself up.
Well, he sure blew me up. I'll tell you.
All right.
Absolutely. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you, buddy.
For all you do.
All right. Thanks. Andy in Texas. Hello, Andy.
Hey, John. How are you, my friend?
You know, every time you call in, it brings back a memory in Castalia, Ohio, standing out in front of my aunt's house out in the country, yelling for the dog to come home, and guess what his name was? Andy. Here we are, standing out on the road going, here, Andy. And every time you call in and I see your name on there, it reminds me of that.
Well, call me home, John. I'll come to Round Rock, and I'll come home. I'll lay at the foot of your chair, and you can pet me and feed me. Okay.
Oh, that's scary.
Now, anyway, you were saying something about the deep state.
Yeah.
And you were mentioning the bankers and so on and so forth, but you can't forget those who assimilate what those bankers do, such as the McCains, the Feinstein.
I covered that. I called them the sock puppets.
Oh yeah, no, I'm not saying you didn't cover it. I'm just saying that statement that you said has to include those idiots.
Oh, of course. Well, I didn't make up a list.
It goes without saying.
Yeah, Andy, I didn't make up the list, but yeah. The effeminate one and John McCain. You know, I could you imagine them going into actual combat? Yeah, right.
No,
I couldn't.
No, I couldn't.
Now, John McCain would just throw his hands up and do a propaganda recording for the opposition.
Yeah, he'd put his hands behind his back after he got him off his head, and then he'd be off to wherever he had to go spill his guts at.
There you go.
But having said all that, I hear some music. Are we coming up?
I am. Are you going to stick around?
Do you mind?
No, I got an hour and a half left.
Cool, I got time.
Okay. Laura Renee and Mr. Herzog is here, and I want to get through the calls to get to Mr. Herzog because there's a few things we were talking about earlier today that we would like to relay to you.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to, so I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Nutramedicals Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game. At the top of your game with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
All right, Andy, you got 90 seconds.
All right, well, let me throw this out to you real quick. Exceptionally, we have all these people who are instigating this stuff, and we know the names of them. We don't know the guys behind the scene, but they are there. I suggest that this might not be an actual thing that would be accepted maybe 10 years ago, but I think today more and more people are aware of this. But we really need to go get these people, the Clintons, the Bushes, the Cheney's, the Rumsfelds, the Condoleezza Rices, all these different people that played a part in 9/11 and then some, including Papa Bush and stuff. And we need to hang these people from the light posts in front of the White House.
Yeah, but
as an example to all of these politicians.
But Andy, that would be a direct act of terrorism.
Yeah, you know what? At this point, they've caused so much terrorism on us. What do we care anymore? I mean, you know, what was that guy who said, when you make peaceful protests, you got this one, John, take it from there. When you make peaceful protests
wars
impossible, you make violent protests,
inevitable.
Inevitable,
yeah.
Exactly.
There you go.
So, I mean, we're at that point, John. I'm totally pissed off, but I'll tell you straight up, I know a lot of people. I talk to a lot of people, and they're pissed off, too, so... We're getting to a point here, and I think we're going to see some people hanging. I'm getting more and more I say about these light posts, more and more people are saying it on the Internet and writing it up, and they're naming the same people.
Well, Andy, and again, these are the sock puppets. And again, let me remind everybody that if you take the power base away from them, everything else crumbles. Their power base is the funny money system that feeds so many so much, but deprives the majority of us of what? Our standard of living and honest money. You get rid of the dishonest ones at the core of this, and it won't support the rest of the sock puppets out there.
Absolutely, and I think the final straw has hit the fan, but I'll tell you what, them sock puppets have assimilated a lot of this and made it happen for those so-called deep understate guys. But we know what to take care of when we get into this. We know where to go. We know who's at fault here. Goldman Sachs, you're going to be burnt to the ground. J.P. Morgan, you're out of here.
Yeah.
Bank of America, Wells Fargo, let's go on down the list.
Yeah.
And let's go to HSBC across the seas and get them too.
Well,
these people are crazy. Thanks, John. You have a great night.
Thank you. Appreciate your call. Laura in Michigan. I got Michael Herzog waiting, so let's be brief here.
Hi, John.
Hello.
Have you hugged a suicide bomber today?
No, but I just have this urge to go gouging Christians' eyeballs out and cutting their heads off. I must have been radicalized.
Jeez. The reason I say that, while they were holding a vigil for the dead in Manchester, one of the English officials said, we just need to love the immigrants more. We just need to love them more, and they won't do this to us.
Well, and
you know, they're holding vigils. I said, they don't need vigils, they need vigilantes. The government's not weeding those people out. Somebody else needs to.
Michael, do we have an internet feed hidden in this broadcast room that I am unaware of? Because what this woman is talking about is exactly what I'm going to be talking to Michael Herzog about.
Okay. I got one more thing to say. Someday when you're taking the day off, would you have Rick Adams, the radio avenger, on? Because last Saturday he had a wonderful program. And he'll talk about the one thing that you don't want to talk about. So I'd like to hear him.
Okay, but, you know, I'm me and he's him. And we are all together.
He doesn't mind the religious aspect.
I am the walrus.
Cuckoo. And you don't like talking religion.
Cuckoo, cuckoo, cuckoo.
Every time somebody brings anything up that's biblical, this is a biblical war. And people have to realize that.
Well, I here again, Laura, you know, you're touching upon subject matter that unless I'm blasted sitting in a bar someplace, I'm not going to talk about. Because when I get somebody angry
that's
enough when they
point.
Punch me, I won't feel it.
That's my point. You don't have to. If you take a day off, get Rick Adams, let him do it.
But Rick Adams does it on this network, Laura.
I know, I listen to him every Saturday.
Okay, so why would you... Okay, I got you.
I just thought it'd be great to have him at night so other people are exposed to him. Maybe they don't listen on Saturdays.
Well, Rick Adams is the hardest talk show host to get a hold of on this network. For the last 2 years, every time I try to call him, I can never get through to him.
Oh, okay, I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Okay, but anyway, thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Hey... We got a variety here. We got people talking Trump up. We got talk show hosts that will talk religion up. We've got a wide variety here. Renee in North Carolina. Hello, Renee.
Hi. You know, I pay particular attention to the ones who were killed in a plane crash or shot. Because generally they were killed for a reason because they were the ones hitting closest to the truth, okay? Like, I loved what you were saying about JFK. Another one I think who was hitting closer to the truth was William Cooper. He has an excellent, on YouTube, he still lives, he has an excellent piece on Masons and on British Israelites. The thing is, there's been a shift. You know, John... I'm no apologist for the Catholics. I'm well aware of the stuff they have done wrong, okay? But the thing is, they did not hold the power in this country. The thing is, you know, and I remember you saying how your parents were Italian and they were called Italian N-words. And I know Irish people the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, this the Eastern establishment of this country is predominantly the WASP. This was practically a Protestant theocracy. And they discriminated against the Catholics terribly. They did not hold power. To say that it was the Jesuits that established Skull and Bones is ludicrous, because no Catholics or Jews were even allowed to be members in Skull and Bones. The Skull and Bones that established the CIA were a bunch of Protestants, but so many people, you know, success has many fathers, but failure is an orphan. People love to take credit for their demographic group, all the good stuff, and try to hang all the bad stuff on someone else, and this irks me to death.
I have a rule of thumb, Renee. Anybody that wears a yarmulke, no matter what color, I run for cover.
Well, the thing is, I don't go by the hat. I try to judge people on an individual level. Like I say, I know someone who had a fabulous Jesuit teacher experience that I wish to God I'd had as a child, you know, teaching them to think, you know, and say, how do you know? How do you know? It's like, well, so-and-so told me, how do you know? You know, and the thing is, too bad we didn't all get taught that way. So the thing is, there are good and bad people in all groups. And the thing is, we will never come together when we're always trying to take credit for all the good stuff for our demographic group and trying to hang all the other stuff. That's all this Muslim stuff. The thing is, the whole alternative media, not your show, John, but it's like a lot of it, there's been a huge shift across the board, because I've been around for a long time. And the thing is,
Wait a minute. Where's the huge shift here? You let that go.
Well, toward this whole Muslim thing.
Oh, I know.
And you never hear anything about the Anglo-American Empire anymore. You don't hear any talk about that stuff we used to talk about.
Yeah.
And it's always, there's a lot of the hosts that have really shifted, especially on that other network.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
And it's scaring the bejesus out of me, because like I said, I suspect some of them are British Israelites, and if William Cooper will explain that to people, how he was, when he started in Patriot Radio, all of a sudden he started getting all this information sent to him. And when they figured out that he was not in their corner, and that he was married to a Chinese woman, they started sending him horrible hate stuff, calling his children mongrels and everything else.
Yeah.
So the thing is, many of these dominionist and British Israelites and all this, a lot of them are saying, oh, we're against the New World Order. And you know what? That's a bunch of bull. They're for the New World Order, with them at the top ruling it. They're not fighting it. They're bringing it in.
There it is. Thank you for your call, Renee.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah, yeah. The only thing I keep thinking is, what would Jesus do? Could you imagine that happening in this day and age? Wow. There would certainly be a lot of people on this planet embarrassed, especially the ones who have been running around saying, oh, well, we're God's favorite people. Really? Is that why he scattered you to the four winds? Calling Michael Herzog. Michael Herzog, come in, Michael.
John Boy, how you doing?
Fair to middling, mostly good under kind of humid skies today here in Texas.
Yeah. Well, it's a little cooler today. It's 95 here, so.
Yeah, but it's a dry heat.
Yeah, I know. It's a dry heat. Yeah, until I walk outside.
Yeah.
It's dry, but it's hot.
Yeah, yeah.
So, where are we going, John?
Where are we going? We ain't going to Montana, I can tell you that much.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, all right.
Tell you what, before we get cranked up here, I want to replay this piece, Mikey.
Yep.
No, Mikey the board op.
Oh.
Blah, 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 blah. Where are we at here, Mike? Yeah, I'm ready. Trying to get your attention. You're in there typing. And this is Lou Dobbs. Now, before we start this, Michael?
Yes?
What is the one thing that Sean Hannity apologized for and ran for cover?
Oh, the report on Seth Rich. Mm.
But you know what? I didn't see any retractions made by this guy. Go ahead and roll the piece.
Explosive new developments tonight in the murder of DNC staffer Seth Rich, who was murdered last summer. A federal investigator telling Fox News that an FBI forensic report of Rich's computer showed he made contact with WikiLeaks through a former reporter and London-based WikiLeaks director, Gavin McFadden. The investigator told Fox News Rich provided McFadden with more than 44,000 emails, nearly 18,000 attachments. Rich was murdered near his D.C. home on the morning of July 10th. But his wallet, his cell phone, his watch not taken. WikiLeaks, 12 days later, published internal emails showing top DNC officials trading ideas on how to hurt Senator Bernie Sanders at the polls, and those emails resulting in the resignation of Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who was the chair of the DNC, and the DNC's three top officials because of the obvious conclusion portrayed in those emails between the DNC and the Clinton campaign. Rich's contact with WikiLeaks, corroborated by private investigator and former D.C. detective Rod Wheeler, who was hired by a third party to investigate this case. A Rich family spokesman claiming the report is unsubstantiating and added, quote, "Even if tomorrow an email was found, it is not a high enough bar of evidence to prove any interactions, as emails can be altered, and we've seen that those interested in pushing conspiracies will stop at nothing to do so." Those are the words of the family spokesperson, who is also a Democratic crisis management and public relations expert. My next guest is investigating the murder of Seth Rich. He says there is some degree of exchange between Rich and WikiLeaks that occurred before his death. And joining me now with the latest, the man hired to investigate the case by a third party. Rod Wheeler joins us, former D.C. detective, Fox News contributor. And Rod, good to have you with us. And I know this is a complicated case. I want to say first to the family.
Go ahead. That's enough.
I have expressed concern.
Okay. Well, Mr. Herzog.
Well, it's getting very interesting, John. I have to say that the farther this goes, we're closing in on it. Donna Brazil, you know, that lady that gave the questions to the debate, the answers to the debate questions to Hillary Clinton during the campaign, and ultimately was released from CNN as a contributor. Right? A contributor means they're paid to say whatever Fox or CNN tells them to say.
That's right.
But Brazil's freaking out that Rod Wheeler, the investigator that you just were, or that Lou Dobbs was just going to interview, she's freaking out because he's snooping around asking questions. Now, originally, Wheeler was polite and he kept Donna Brazil's name out of it until Brad Bauman then excoriated Wheeler, okay, just demeaned the heck out of him. And in retaliation, Rod Wheeler then let out Donna Brazil's name. Now, Brazil had called both the family and the D.C. police complaining about Wheeler's, quote, snooping. Now, the first question I have is, you know, why is she so concerned about a guy that's doing his job, a former police investigator under homicide that is now a private investigator hired by a third party? Why is she so concerned about his snooping, question one? Question two is, if everybody wants to get to the bottom of this case, why is it that there's a $130,000 reward up here, but the DNC seems to be one of the only people that is not giving any financial contribution to this investigation? Oh, and by the way, John, do you know that DC or DNC crisis guy, the one, you know, that Brad Bauman that I've been scratching my head over here for the past week or so, you know who this guy is?
He's a Mr. Fix-It DNC guy.
Yeah.
How about
that? Very good, John. Okay, well, let me read this to you. It's going to take a few minutes. Are we going to break? Are we going to skip it or what?
No, we'll skip it.
Okay. All right. The acting spokesperson for the Rich family, Brad Bauman, this guy that I've been scratching my head going, why is this guy making all the comments and speaking for the family? And why is the family allowing him to do it? Well, it just turns out, John, that this guy's connected to the Democratic propaganda czar, David Brock. Now, this discovery is the latest in a long line of revelations showing deep Democratic National Committee involvement in the Seth Rich case. And earlier, then independent investigators discovered that Brad Bauman runs a foundation in his name. The Bauman Foundation's board of directors includes, guess who, John? David Brock, the one-time Republican operative who went on to become the founder of multiple DNC-affiliated propaganda outlets, including Media Matters, Correct the Record, and Share Blue. Brock's ventures have been criticized by Democrats as causing more harm than good due to his heavy reliance on online harassment and censorship. And disobedient media has previously reported that Brock and his affiliated organizations have ties to the Chinese government, foreign special interests, and organized crime. Brock's ties to foreign interests may mean that he is in violation of the Foreign Agent Registration Act, and that's Act 22 U.S.C. 614. Now, David Brock's organizations, John, have been active in harassing and attacking journalists looking into the Seth Rich story, and affiliates of Brock have taken to change.org to attack companies advertising with Fox 5 DC. The boycott campaign is organized by Carl Frisch, and he is a former senior fellow at propaganda group Media Matters for America, and he spent his time at the organization helping to develop long-term strategies to target Fox News as a political actor. Media Matters has also targeted Fox News anchor Sean Hannity for discussing this case, which is partially why he backed off, John. Mm-hmm. But David Brock's personal involvement with Brad Bauman only serves to intensify the speculation about political interference in attempts to uncover answers concerning the death of Seth Rich. Disobedient Media has previously noted an August 2016 tweet from WikiLeaks, which revealed that Bauman is a crisis public relations consultant working with the Pastorum Group. A media release from the Pastorum Group reveals that Bauman previously worked for the DNC and the service employees Creamer was complicated in footage obtained by journalist James O'Keefe. Remember him?
Oh, yeah.
James O'Keefe revealed that Creamer was engaging in voting fraud and violent disruption of political events, sometimes using his connections to unions who were as clients of his. Now, legal representatives sending cease and desist orders on behalf of the Rich family also have ties to the law firm at the center of the Whitewater controversy. And Brad Bauman has, in the past week, insisted that anyone who continued to push the story either had a transparent political agenda or were a sociopath. But, John, given the intense attacks which organizations tied to David Brock have engaged in against any journalist discussing the Rich case, Brock's connections to Bauman intensifies the questions about whether or not the DNC has become involved in the Seth Rich case or having ulterior motives.
By the way,
Twitter suspended WorldNet Daily's account over the Seth Rich story. And I also noticed, John, that you've got a post up, congratulations to you, on republicbroadcasting.org, that Seth Rich's original Reddit posts have now been altered with 663 comments deleted.
I just wish they would have made that 666. It would have been more apropos. But yeah, the Seth Rich thing. Now, here is my opinion, based on the track record of Hillary Clinton and Bill, going all the way back to Arkansas. This, to me, looks like maybe a Podesta hitting Hillary Clinton hit. Was Donna Brazil, is she aware of this? You know, you remember what Hillary said. If I don't win this election, a lot of you here are going to jail. What do you think she meant by that?
Well, it's for somebody that wants to connect the dots, John, this is getting very frustrating because anybody with eyes that can see and two...
Oh, you just winked out on me there, my friend.
to be a game of I don't know what, okay? Because everything that I'm uncovering in my investigation is pointing directly at these people as at least the indirect hirees of the one or two people that assassinated Rich. And I have to tell you, if whoever it was that assassinated him isn't dead already, they're probably hiding under a bed somewhere knowing that their number's about up.
Yeah. Well, and take a look at who was asking the questions about the DNC. Who was it that went over to the consulate over there, over in London, sat down and had audience with Mr. WikiLeaks, Julian Assange? The pointed question was Russia involved in these leaks concerning the DNC? He said absolutely, positively, no. Then being the good little reporter that he was, and I use that because I don't think he's long for even Fox News. He's not that good of a gatekeeper anymore, because somewhere in that deep little million-dollar padded heart of his, I think the guy still has a little bit of conscience. That's why he did the Seth Rich story to begin with and then was told to shut up. But he was over there with Julian Assange, and he kept pressing. He goes, well, who sent you the emails? And Julian Assange once again stated his position about WikiLeaks. The reason why we get this information is we do not compromise the identity of the people that give us the information. But if you've noticed something, Julian Assange has pretty much all but said it was Seth Rich. Wow. And I'm looking at this and I'm going, okay, two bullets in the back. Here's the guy that sent the DNC leaks. What else were in those emails? What is Julian Assange not releasing? Or was there more emails that were sent, maybe that didn't get to Julian Assange? But the Clinton Foundation, which we all know has been shut down, and this was such a worldwide Santa's bag for everybody, why would you shut down a successful...
Humanitarian's the word, John. It was a humanitarian.
I'm sorry. Humanitarian endeavor. Why would you shut it down at light speed if you had something to hide? I mean, what's Chelsea Clinton going to do? Run for president? Or was she better suited just to watch the Clintons' millions over there? They're scared to death about this one, Mike. And I'm telling you, we had this long conversation today about Donald Trump. I want to remind the callers here, I'm going to have Michael on here for a little while. We're going to be discussing some in-depth stuff here. Yeah, it's kind of an open phone Friday, but we're putting that on a little bit of hiatus here so we don't get off topic. We were talking about Donald Trump, and I've heard people make excuses. Man, have I heard them make excuses. And I will let that comment lay where it is. But here was a guy, kind of like John F. Kennedy. But Kennedy was involved in politics a little bit. He was a senator, then he became president. Donald Trump was a high wire act unto himself that... I believe the guy was sincere when he said he wanted to drain the swamp. I thought that he believed that if he walked into Washington and said, drop the right words in the right ears, that the seas were going to part and everything was going to start getting back to some sort of normal. And the problem I'm having here with Mr. Trump on how many different subjects that he's pivoted on, who is in his ear, and is Donald Trump been threatened? Has he been threatened? I mean, what was that you used it as well, that Donald Trump, after the meeting with Obama, looked like somebody had just shot his daughter?
Yes. He walked out looking like he'd seen a ghost.
Okay, hold on. I got to take top of the hour break here. Michael Herzog joining me on this Friday. We'll be back in about 2 minutes.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.